This is Don Ergue, president of Northwest College in Seattle. I'd like to ask for a few minutes of your time to listen to several programs from a series I began while president of the National Association of Evangelicals. In that role, I became increasingly convinced that God was beginning to bring revival and renewal around the world. While not identified as such on the air, we called the series of one-minute daily visits Fanning the Flames. When I moved to Northwest College, it was my desire to continue the program, which we are doing in cooperation with NAE. Fanning the Flames is a program of encouragement and challenge. Most of the programs are intended to encourage people to take action by providing examples of God's movement through personal anecdotes and news reports. Some programs are designed to challenge listeners to be aware of persecution and difficult circumstances in which many believers around the world find themselves. An underlying theme of the programs has been the vast power of prayer. The following examples have been drawn from a cross-section of programs. After more than 500 programs, the examples only continue to increase. God is truly at work. The program is provided to you free of charge, and an appeal for funds is never made. I would be pleased if you would consider including Fanning the Flames in your broadcast schedule. We were basically swapping sheep. We weren't reaching or impacting our community for Christ. Hello, friend. This is Don Ergue of Northwest College in Seattle with a word of encouragement from the National Association of Evangelicals. That's how Dan Sutherland described the situation 10 years ago at Flamingo Road Baptist Church when it was found that 90% of recent growth was coming from transfers from other churches. Rather than becoming comfortable with the status quo, Flamingo Road made dramatic changes in its approach to ministry. They encouraged members to be intentional in building relationships with lost people. The church grew from 500 in 1990 to more than 2,000 today. While Sutherland is excited about the increase, he is most excited about its source. 60% were unchurched. Until next time, I'm Don Ergue. Ministers desperately need revival in their own families. Hello, friend. This is Don Ergue of Northwest College in Seattle with a word of challenge from the National Association of Evangelicals. Evangelist Sammy Tippett knows from his own experience the dangers pastors and evangelists face today. Their role models are often men like John Wesley and George Whitefield, who spent months away from home traveling to preach. But Tippett says such intense dedication in today's world is dangerous. A man separated from his family faces temptations. Their children also live in a world where drugs, pornography, and violence are prevalent. Today's family needs a father who is present and involved. Friends, let's pray for our pastors and Christian workers that they will build their ministry on the foundation of a strong family. Until next time, I'm Don Ergue. Short-term mission trips can turn summertime blues into a lifetime commitment for teenagers. Hello, friend. This is Don Ergue of Northwest College in Seattle with a word of encouragement from the National Association of Evangelicals. Danielle Payne now trains teens going out on mission trips. She went on one 8 years ago. She says, "I was 15 and it totally changed my life. It gave me a perspective for what God is doing around the world and a vision to participate." Danielle works with an organization called Teen Mania, one of many groups working with thousands of high school and college students each summer. Teen Mania hopes to fill the Silver Dome next April for a nationwide gathering of youth leaders, pastors, and teens. Praise God for this marvelous movement among our youth, and pray for those on trips this summer. Until next time, I'm Don Ergue. 13-year-old Becca Baker is a missionary. Hello, friend. This is Don Ergue of Northwest College in Seattle with a word of encouragement from the National Association of Evangelicals. Living in Scotland with her missionary parents, Becca is a light in her schoolmates' dark world. She is probably the only Christian in a school of 350 children in the Northern Highlands. She is surrounded daily by classmates involved in drugs, liquor, smoking, sexual activity, and witchcraft. Last year, Becca's English class gave solo talks. She chose to speak about being a missionary and the meaning of salvation. Class members followed her around the rest of the day, asking questions about heaven and hell. Pray for Becca and other young people who are a shining light in the dark world of their classmates. Until next time, I'm Don Arkey. The church in Laos has grown to 700 people despite government persecution. Hello, friend. This is Don Arkey of Northwest College in Seattle with a word of encouragement from the National Association of Evangelicals. According to Voice of the Martyrs, about 100 people formed a church in 1997 through the work of an indigenous evangelist. Officials arrested a church leader and promised to hold him in prison until church members recanted their faith. They refused, and the church grew by hundreds as people saw their faithfulness. The persecuted have suffered personal tragedies. One observer said, "While the hardships are not something to rejoice over, the result is that the people have clearly seen the power of God in action. Now the authorities are afraid to initiate any action." Until next time, I'm Don Arkey. Despite tremendous obstacles, Christians are making an impact in the Himalayas. Hello, friend. This is Don Arkey of Northwest College in Seattle, with a word of encouragement from the National Association of Evangelicals. The most remarkable growth has occurred in Nepal, where 200,000 people have become Christians since the early 1980s. Christianity is growing rapidly among the tribes in northern India. Where Western missionaries are banned, indigenous evangelists are making inroads. Christians are quietly spreading their faith in isolated Tibet. One man at a training school in Nepal who has never seen a telephone or electric light has led 23 people to the Lord in 5 weeks. He may not know about electric power, but he understands the power of the Holy Spirit. Until next time, I'm Don Arkey.